Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Welcome, my friends, all of the fellow liberty lovers listening all across the globe. I am your host, Alex Jones. We're going to be live here for the next 3 hours with no guests so that we have a chance to really cover all the news and take your phone calls. I am outside Chantilly, Virginia. We haven't quite gotten there yet, but I'm in Virginia, just a few hours away. And we are beginning in earnest now our in-depth coverage of one of the most important globalist meetings, well, the most important meeting that we know of. Are there other meetings going on, other events happening inside the global national security crime syndicate? Absolutely. Do the globalists more and more just put out their world government plans openly at Davos and other semi-public forums? Yes, they do. Do they use front men like Bono to go out and collect money to actually carry out eugenics? Yes. But they've tried to keep Bilderberg secret since 1954. That it was given the impromptu name then. It's really been meeting since right at the end of World War II with the top Nazi, Prince Bernhard, and others helping found it. Their goal, a European Union by stealth, an American Union by stealth, a Asian Union by stealth. We're now seeing their plans pretty much come to fruition, but things are collapsing right as they go into high gear. They've gotten much of what they want, but they're not doing it in secret. People are learning that the politicians are just front men and women, just puppets, and people are waking up big time. Tomorrow, we will be broadcasting from basically on the scene, just 24 hours before they start arriving. I'll just leave it at that. We saw a lot of dirty tricks when I covered Bilderberg in person 6 years ago in Canada. I was detained for 15 hours and screamed at they were going to deport me or send me to prison, they said, until the media showed up. And that was in all the big papers there in Canada, I don't know, in five or six big papers and international news. That's on record. If you missed it, I covered my film Endgame. Then 4 years ago when I covered it here in Virginia at the same conference center, and that's where it's taking place. They've got it booked under the code name Palm Tree Conference. They're hopping mad that we know that. I had two sources. Now I have three. The information we're learning is nothing short of amazing. I'm trying to collate all that while preparing to actually get into the suburb of D.C., Chantilly. So it's all going to be being broke down here live on the radio at 12 noon to 3 p.m. Eastern. And then we're also going to have InfoWars Nightly News every night. Extended coverage will be live on that part of the time with also some of the news packages of condensed research and interviews we're going to get. There's going to be a lot of amazing activists and researchers and even a lot of mainstream media. The word is Politico is going to be there, Salon, making jokes about it, but they have to. I mean, the dinosaur media said this stuff didn't exist. The dinosaur media is trying to segue through things like Politico. But they've got to make cheeky jokes about it because, okay, it's real. They're meeting in secret. Okay, it's 130 world leaders, and they don't want you to see their faces. But move along. The kooks are the people that told you it existed that were right. You know, Salon made the joke of hero journalist Alex Jones. Look, I'm no hero, and your joke implies I'm saying I am. I just simply don't want to be a slave. I just want to be free. It's very, very simple. I don't like foreign megabanks signing my government on and my family on to $1,000-plus trillion that I don't owe, and then having a corporate prostitute, globalist collaborator, occupational media, the propaganda mouthpiece for the globalist occupation, shovel propaganda at me all day long about how I'm lucky I've got international bankers destroying my freedom. Okay, I haven't even gotten into the big news. I got to say, with all this Bilderberg news, it's even bigger that the mainstream whore media is having to report on what we reported on 6 months ago and Natural News reported on 6 months ago. Radioactive tuna on your dinner table, hit in California. Bilderberg, the latest drone shootdowns in Texas. It's all coming up.
sick of the globalist eugenicist control freaks adding poison to your water and laughing as you get sick and die? Start purifying your water with ProPure. My friends, I've done a lot of research, and the best gravity filter out there, bar none, is ProPure. And it's available discounted at InfoWars.com. Its filters are silver impregnated to prevent bacterial growth. There's no priming required. It's NSF 42 certified. Optional fluoride filters can reduce fluoride up to 95%. Easy to set up and use. Doesn't require electricity. Purify water from lakes, streams, ponds, and wells. This filter system leaves in beneficial minerals, which is key. Save money by not buying bottled water and avoid BPA that leaches from the plastic. ProPure is the best gravity-fed filter out there. It's what my family uses. InfoWars.com already has the lowest price on ProPure. But if you add the promo code WATER at checkout, you get an additional 10% off at InfoWars.com. You can also call to order 888-253-3139.
If you owe the IRS money you can't pay, then listen carefully, because you already know that the problem won't go away by itself. You can get help today from the leading tax expert in the country, Dan Pilla.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. The IRS isn't going to just forget about you. Right now, the IRS is hiring thousands of tax collectors to go after delinquent accounts just like yours. That's why you need to take action today, and I can help. I take a simple but proven approach to solving your tax debt problem. First, I stabilize collections so you don't have to worry about wage and bank levies. Next, I build a detailed plan to get your debt reduced to the fullest extent possible, sometimes even eliminated. Finally, I work with you every step of the way to get your problem solved once and for all. So call now for a free consultation. Call 1-800-346-6829.
Dan Pilla will solve your tax problem, guaranteed. He's helped thousands of people, and he can help you too. Call us today at 800-346-6829. That's 800-34-NO-TAX.
Introducing a diabetes breakthrough, an easy, natural, organic way to bring relief to diabetics. Introducing MDS Forte, a concentrated super strength extract formulated for those who are looking for relief. What can MDS Forte do for you? MDS Forte reduces glucose levels safely and effectively, reduces cholesterol and triglyceride levels, increases HDL or good cholesterol while reducing LDL or bad cholesterol. MDS Forte reduces A1C, improves eyesight and circulation to the limbs, and helps with weight loss. Is non-toxic, caffeine-free, 100% natural, 100% organic, and comes with a 100% money-back guarantee. Waiting for the side effects disclaimers? With MDS Forte, there are none. Order a 25-day treatment of MDS Forte by calling 213-405-5355, 213-405-5355, or visit bestbloodsupport.com. That's bestbloodsupport.com for MDS Forte, a diabetes breakthrough.
He's the T-Rex of political talk. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
It is Tuesday, May 29th, 2012. And in less than 48 hours, Bilderberg 2012 kicks off. I am coming to you from Roanoke, Virginia. We're a few hours outside Washington, D.C., and our destination, Chantilly, right by Dulles International Airport. We are going to be covering the kickoff of Bilderberg. We have never had so many moles inside the system. Jim Tucker has sources that have been proven to be bona fide, incredibly accurate. We have moles very close to Bilderberg. I'll just leave it at that, and then moles even closer. But not to Bilderberg itself, but to this event. I'll just leave it at that. In fact, there's a lot of fake lists floating around out there, some fake press releases floating around out there, supposedly put out by Bilderberg. That is not the case. We've looked into it. Believe me now, find out later. I can't say how I know that. Then we've also got a lot of other information I'll be covering coming up on the show today. But we have got the scoop on what's going on, and it is important. And the globalists, as we reported yesterday at InfoWars.com, are very upset that our sources have revealed to us the name of the Palm Tree Conference, the code name of Bilderberg 2012, and that we found out so early where they were meeting this year. They're returning to the scene of the crime in Virginia, where they've come the last two presidential elections. They're now here for their third time at the Chantilly facility. There at the Marriott, Westfield's Marriott in the lace, as it's known in French Chantilly. And they are very upset. Last time they had Secret Service, Marines in plain clothes, assigned to State Department diplomatic security. They had FBI. That's what we know of. And obviously, there were other intelligence agencies, contractors, and groups there. But that's what we could confirm. This time, they're hopping mad because they believe there could be as many as 2,000 people coming. Now, we put a Bilderberg itinerary out. And that is tomorrow, basically, at noon, 1 o'clock, you know, that general time. Yes, it's going to be hot in the middle of the day. Well, actually, tomorrow is Wednesday. I'm getting ahead of myself. I'll be out there some tomorrow off and on. I'll just leave it at that. But then Thursday, the itinerary is high noon. I'll be broadcasting out there from the sidewalk, roasting, right through for a few hours of the show. And then I'll probably go back to the hotel, write some reports, some dispatches to Paul Watson, Kurt Nemo, and others that are writing. Aaron Dykes will probably go file some reports. And then we're going to be back out there from, say, 6 or 7 at night Thursday, right through to dark. And then we're going to do it all again the next day. And it's important to mass our numbers at those times. From about noon to 2 Thursday, that's some of the main arrival time, really noon to 3 or so. And then at night, some arrive as well, and then the next day protesting on the Friday, you know, noon to 2 or so, and then coming back in the evening. And, of course, there'll be protesters here the whole time as well. But these are times to mass so that our real numbers can be seen by the corporatist collaborator, New World Order Media, who's now being forced to cover this. Then we will do it all over again Saturday, and then Sunday, I would be out there from like 8 a.m. until about 1. They'll all be gone by 1. And in St. Moritz last year in Switzerland, a lot of them helicoptered out and left Saturday evening. There were over 600 protesters, local media reported, bearing torches, like something out of a novel where they come to get the villagers come in the evening with the pitchforks and torches to go after Dr. Frankenstein and his creation that is terrorizing the German hills. We're not calling for violence. In fact, that's the opposite of what we want. We want to peacefully force the globalist media to cover this and admit puppets come and go. Obama, Mitt Romney, Bill Clinton, George Bush, they come and go. It's fun to hate them, but in the final equation, they're just front men. And the globalist, as Zbigniew Brzezinski said 2 years ago, and again this year in his new book that came out, he said the elite face the real prospect of being defeated. That is the crony, centralized monopoly men, because for the first time in history period, the world is politically awake and staring at the real controllers, the power behind the throne, not the puppet front men. So big things are happening. Now I'm going to get to Bilderberg. I've got a lot of points here I want to go over in the second hour and get into a USA Today article that is out today. Gifts from government boost Bain and other buyout firms. And it's got the Mr. Mitt Romney there. Now, Bain has given double the money to Obama in this election cycle they've given to Romney. But the point is, this is so obvious, and this is worse than Bush and Kerry being cousins going to the same fraternity that only has 10 members a year. Or is it 15? I forget. I think it's 10 members, yeah. 10 people tapped a year. I mean, only a few hundred living, if even that. And their policies are almost identical. The rhetoric's different. And again, if this current Mitt Romney was a real person, I would like him better than Obama. Says he's pro-gun, says he's anti-globalist, says he's against carbon taxes, says he's against abortion. Okay? If I knew that's what you were really for, I could overlook a lot of the hawkish stuff, which is bad enough. Oh, we're going to have the strongest military. You mean for the globalist? So we get the blame and pay the bill? So opium can be produced in Afghanistan, $500 billion a year and all the rest of it? The point is that he would be better than Obama if he actually delivered on anything he said he would. But that's not going to happen. This is the guy that wrote the model that became Obamacare. I mean, I'm sorry. But the public is finally starting to really get it. They're going, well, wait, Bain Capital funds them both. All these big Democrats in New Jersey and New York and Chicago are saying, don't go after Bain. Democrats, don't go after Romney on Bain. Because it's the same group of scammers that go in and take over pension funds that have already been looted and then pose as saviors and then get banker bailouts. It's amazing. We shot a bunch of reports on that are up at Infowars.com right now, so that's all coming up. But here's what we're going to cover first when we come back from break. Tuna. Now, I remember it's been, I don't know, 14, 15 months since Fukushima. Time just flies. I remember, I guess it was 6 months after. So we're talking 8 months, 9 months ago. It was in alternative media, and it was in Infowars.com, naturalnews.com, being reported on that they were doing radiation tests in as far east as places like Connecticut and Maine and Vermont and finding 15, 25, 30 times the quote, safe levels of cesium and strontium and other things in the milk. That's where it bioaccumulates because the cows are eating the grass, so it bioaccumulates. Just like it bioaccumulates in big fish that eat smaller fish right through the food chain, like bluefin tuna, yellowfin tuna, and things like that. And we saw the University at Berkeley did their scientific tests. Their chemistry department has an official Department of Energy radiation monitoring. The water, the tap water in Berkeley, had many times the level of safe radiation. One test was 12, one was 20-something. Look this up. And this was coming in all over the country. So I said alternative media. Alternative media nationally and internationally was covering it. It was in local papers. And it was in local press releases by universities and things. The government said, don't worry, the EPA is going to raise the level, and so is the FDA, of what they say is safe in food and water. So both agencies, we made a big deal out of this because it's a big deal. I mean, I got children that live here in the Northern Hemisphere. We have double the radiation just from all the nuclear testing by the Russians, the Chinese, and the U.S., in the Northern Hemisphere than we did pre-1940s. Look that up. It was over double. Now it's close to triple just since Fukushima. And the trade winds and the jet stream all blow over here. And so 8 months ago that started to break. We were fearmongers, of course, the establishment media said, but just as we had scientists on who had actually gone to Japan and were testing it and also gone to the West Coast. Because, again, those winds, both the trade winds near the ground and the jet stream up above, goes right over. In fact, it dumps in Opan, and then the next place it comes down is between New Mexico and Louisiana. New Mexico, Texas, Louisiana is where that particular coil of the jet stream comes right in. I mean, it's dumping some on the West Coast and Nevada, Arizona, but, I mean, it's really lavishing me where I live. Just lavishing us with hot particles, plutonium that gets attached to small particuli, even though it's a heavy isotope, it's going up there. You get one of those in your lung, bye-bye, Blackbird. You know, you're going to die in 20 years. You're going to die early. But, hey, they're going to make money off of it, so what's the big deal? 9 out of 10 reactors are leaking. So then about 6 months ago, the reports come in. 8 months ago, 9 months ago, we first start getting reports of radiation, you know, really being heavy. The media says it's fine, everything's great. The dinosaur delusional Decepticon media, essentially they say it's fine. Then about 6 months ago, the airline pilots start complaining their hair's falling out that fly out of Alaska. Because guess where the winds, there's a particular stream of winds that are more trade winds down low. Guess where they hit first? If you look at the map, there's Japan. It's really pretty close to Alaska sticking up. The first water in the streams, in the tides, in the, oh, what's the proper term, you know, in the swirling motion of the ocean, in the direction that the oceans goes, it'll pop in my head in a minute, you know, the standard term, everybody knows it out there listening. No, I know what a whirlpool is. No, I mean, what's it called? Just like the winds go from east to west. No, not a vortex. It's all right. When we come back, I'll have it. The point is, it's just like there's patterns in wind, there's patterns in water. It's all gone up to Alaska. And the seals are dying, the people's hair is falling out, and the government just says everything's fine. We say radiation's good for you. We'll be right back with that because the tuna are now hitting California.
I've seen the longevity products work for many others. And so I bought a bunch of them, started using them, had a little bit of results, but I wasn't following the regimen every day. But Aaron Dykes in my office did and lost more than 60 pounds. When I saw those results, I said, I better follow my own advice. I started taking the longevity products, and it's been incredible. 37 pounds in 2 months. Our bodies are amazing, and God gave us an incredible gift. But if our body doesn't have the tools it needs, all of the vitamins, all of the minerals, and the other key essential trace elements, we're not going to be healthy. Folks, this isn't hype. I only bring to my listeners products that I've tried myself that I truly believe in. And the amazing supplements available at InfoWarsTeam.com have certainly delivered my life. I hope you'll give them a try. Go to InfoWarsTeam.com today and order your first canister of Beyond Tangy Tangerine Complete Multivitamin Mineral Complex Dietary Supplement. That's InfoWarsTeam.com.
Attention all U.S. drivers. Do you own a vehicle with less than 150,000 miles with a manufacturer's warranty about to expire or no warranty coverage at all? In order to aid the American people with saving thousands on future auto repair costs during these hard economic times, VSC America is now offering an affordable, low-cost coverage plan to the general public. As of today, you could be one of millions of drivers that now may qualify to have your vehicle protected under this coverage. Those who qualify will have all future covered auto repair bills paid directly to the repair shop for them. You pick your plan, you pick your deductible, you even pick the repair shop. Roadside service, towing, and rental coverage is included with all plans. All this at a fraction of what many dealerships are charging.
So call now for your free 5-minute quote and see if you qualify. The number to call is 1-800-493-7561. 800-493-7561. Again, that's 1-800-493-7561.
HempUSA.org has a revolutionary wonder food for detoxing the body and rebuilding the immune system.
Microplant powder can help unclog arteries and soften heart valves while removing heavy metals, virus, fungus, bacteria, and parasites. Plus, it cleans and purifies the blood, lungs, stomach, and colon. Keep your body clean with microplant powder. Visit us at HempUSA.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
Us down. They've come to destroy us. Say what you want about Mr. Morrison, but he was an amazing poet, and he knew it. Hard to believe he died at 28, isn't it? Yep, drugs. drugs killed, including that heroin, and our troops are forced to grow in Afghanistan and ship into the U.S. But, oh, it's not patriotic to mention that. Just stick a Chinese-made flag from China on your car and say you're patriotic. And I'm not knocking people that do that, but, I mean, come on. Let's defend the actual Bill of Rights and Constitution that that flag symbolizes. That's why we revere it. It represents the 13 colonies, represents the deep blue sky. It represents liberty and freedom. And we have now become the opposite of that in so many respects. We still have all this freedom and liberty in our past there, but running parallel is the globalist empire built on American ingenuity and energy, and I'm tired of it. I want to put a shout out before I get back into the news to just all of the incredible people that I talk to or that I have contact with in the media, you name it, that listen to this show. I am not worthy, as they say in Wayne's World. We're not worthy. We're not worthy. I mean, so many people get a little bit of media power, and it goes to their heads, and they just get crazy and arrogant. With me, it is the opposite. I understand this responsibility. But I want to give a little shout-out to that particular person there in Florida in their little jungle compound listening to the show right now. Those were some nice words that I was able to read, and thank you for all you do. Certainly back at you what you said, the other thing you said. Absolutely back at you. Back at you. But think about this. The listeners, the activists that tune into to InfoWars, all of us, we are the people that are awake. We're the people that understand what's going on. We're the people that are informed. And I've come to the full conclusion the elite are insane. They're in control to a great extent. They're trying to get full control of the world out of their fear and out of their will to power. But who they need to get control of is themselves. The globalists want to control our every move and dumb us down so we're more manageable. But it just hits me more and more, an epiphany every 5 minutes, that the elite are out of control and insane. So it's true that they're not in control and that they're a bunch of crazies and that there's a lot of bureaucratic screw-ups. But they've got the money, the power, the endless social engineering systems, and they've just got their own inertia, like a giant cruise ship. You've already turned the engine off, but it's going to keep gliding a while, running over us, or a big edifice collapsing on us. Okay, it's collapsing, but we're under it. So they are organizing things, but it's easy for them to organize things because all they do is screw things up. So it's a mix of things, but to realize that We're it. In the new media, in the alternative media, the true diversity of ideas, the discussions, that system that's growing through the internet, the old guard coming in trying to curtail that and shut it down, that's not going to work. We're going into incredible times. Anybody that says they're bored or, oh, life is just boring, and what are they thinking? The universe of ideas and information and developments and the crazy stuff going on and the beautiful things happening and the ugly things happening and the amazing things happening and the scientific discoveries. And now they're saying the zombie man in South Beach on the new South Beach diet. Sorry to say that, but that's what the joke's going around. It's terrible. I didn't make it up. Was on bath salts now and had a chemical imbalance with another naked guy. And all I said is the footage doesn't show what they say it does. We should question it. And they're like, don't question the system. Just believe whatever they say. Like the cop shooting the guy in the back at the train station when he's on the ground in handcuffs. And then later saying he wasn't in handcuffs and it attacked him. And they confiscate all the citizens' cameras. But one person's hiding in a train before it pulls out and gets it. People are like, don't say the cop really shot him on purpose. You're an anti-cop liar. No, when I've been lied to millions of times. I mean, literally. There's thousands of governments in this country, tens of thousands worldwide. They're all constantly lying. That's millions of lies. I stop believing liars. even when they're telling the truth, because you don't know they're telling the truth. And that's why societies fall, is because the trust is lost. And the system thinks they're going to use a police state. By the way, we found the term. It's ocean currents carrying the blue tuna filled with radiation to your lunch tables. We're going to be covering that when we come back. Then Bilderberg, drone shot down in Texas, video at InfoWars.com.
We're on the march. The empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
I had tried everything. I'd cut back the amount of food I was eating. I was lifting weights and jogging, but nothing was working. My body was literally starving for minerals and trace elements as well as key vitamins. And as soon as I had that, I immediately could eat half of what I was eating previously and be satisfied. Now, there are hundreds of great products at InfoWarsTeam.com, but I want to point out the three that have helped me lose 37 pounds in just 2 months. Products like Beyond Tangy Tangerine, Pollen Burst, and Rebound. When I started taking the Tangy Tangerine and other products every day, I lost more than 37 pounds in just 2 months. Now that's results. I want to challenge my listeners to go to InfoWarsTeam.com and to order just three of their products, and you will see the changes in the way you look, feel, and in your appetite almost immediately. Start your journey to health and wellness today. InfoWarsTeam.com.
You don't need to be a bodybuilder to benefit from whey protein. Besides building muscle, whey protein supports glutathione production, your body's number one antioxidant and detoxifier, helps with weight loss, and may help with strength, energy, youthful appearance, and a healthier libido. Why is it that no one is reporting these broad spectrum benefits from typical whey protein powders? Because all but one of them are damaged by heat, filtration, or chemicals. Fresh liquid whey has been used for hundreds of years to restore health to the sick and youth to the aged. One World Whey is a brand new protein powder that retains the broad spectrum health-giving benefits of fresh raw whey. Hundreds of people have reported tremendous improvements in all aspects of health. Kids and adults love the flavor and the effects. Call 888-988-3325. Mention coupon code KNOCKOUT and you'll receive a free tube of Knockout Pain Cream with your order, which eliminates soft tissue pain in 10 minutes for 90% of users. Call 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
Hey, meat eaters, the freeze-dried guy wants to know, does your emergency food supply meet the standards for survival? Then get the 144-day meat variety unit from the freeze-dried guy. Our meat units utilize only quality Mountain House freeze-dried cooked ground chicken and ground beef, the undisputed choice for great taste and highest nutrition. The freeze-dried guy's 144-day meat variety unit includes six number 10 cans of the very best freeze-dried animal protein for power you'll need when the going gets tough. Every meat eater's 144-day meat variety unit comes with a free medical kit and always free shipping to the lower 48. Need more than 144 days? See our one-year plus meat eater's units at freezedryguy.com. And hey, the freeze-dry guy still has LRP rations, but they're going fast. Don't wait until tomorrow. Call now, 866-404-3663. That's 866-404-3663. Or go to freezedryguy.com and meet the standards for survival.
Jones, your host, the InfoWars Command Center is en route and about to touch down. The Patriots are now orbiting the enemy command center and are preparing to set down and expose these criminal roaches, these international money changers. It's T-minus 24 hours until we're in. And you're going to see 4 days of continual coverage at InfoWars.com. And PrisonPlanet.tv. All right, I've already done the customary 30-minute rant. I want to open the phones up for any subjects you want to discuss after I get into some of this news here. But the toll-free number to join us on this Tuesday edition is 800-259-9231. 800-259-9231. Again, 800-259-9231 is the toll-free number to join us. And I'm here in a hotel room in Roanoke, Virginia, and my my producer, I on the road producer, Richard Reeves, I told him, you've got to go take a nap. You keep staying up till 2:30 in the morning getting everything ready. We didn't get in until about 2 o'clock last night. You got to go take a nap because I can operate without sleep. You can't drive the big, giant 45-foot jalopy bus. I love that bus. It's like 12 years old, but it's awesome. It's as big as they get, too. I said, you got to get some sleep here, pal. I know he's listening right now on the bus, and I'm telling you, you never do what I tell you to do. Okay, you get some rest there, pal. Or I'll drive. I know I drive sometimes, but he's formerly a professional driver. It's better than when I'm driving that thing because when we get into a highway situation, there's an 18-wheeler right there, and they're doing construction, and they've got those highway. Fast, let me tell you, that is threading the needle. It's not like landing on an aircraft carrier at night or anything. Not that humans will be doing that soon. It's all going to be drones, as we're taking out of the equation. That's coming up later, some technology news. The third Industrial Revolution 14-page special report out of The Economist, the same globalist publication that tells us we're lucky to have the oligarch bankers that created the derivatives fraud taking over Europe. They're called technocrats now.
But this is all about nanotech and how it's starting with the 3D printers. So we're going to be breaking that down. There was a report a few months ago, a scientific report came out. Infowars.com reported on it, so did National News, that most people are now, when they're doing autopsies, they're finding nanotech in the brain. It's in a lot of processed foods manufacturing, little machines, and it's going right through the blood-brain barrier and is hurting you even worse than aluminum cans or even worse than fluoride. And see, that's why the globalists don't think it matters soon. I mean, they have a death lust or something. Oh, radiation's good. Oh, 9 out of 10 reactors are leaking one way or the other. We're not going to even fix the old ones, having their walls eaten by radiation. We're going to keep the old 40-year design. Oh, we're going to build more of the old design. Yeah, meltdowns are good now. Remember when Mombiot, the big globalist, came out in The Guardian and said, I like radiation now. I think Fukushima makes me like it. That was the headline. Well, I want more. And they all giggled and said, population, bye-bye, bye-bye, fertility, bye-bye. It's like that guy on the McLaughlin Report, bye-bye. People think I interrupt on the show. That guy's the king of interrupting. What do you think about this? Well, I think, oh, that's good. Let's go to the next person. By the way, it's a meme by trolls to say I interrupt. What I do is I interject in a ham-fisted way. I'm not good at it because I get so excited about it. It's not that I even want to dominate conversation. I just get excited about the topics. That's why the show's popular. The information's important, but I'm also excited. I've analyzed that. But you watch Fox News or CNN, they're interrupting on those shows about every 30 seconds. My guess, I've timed it, on average, talk about 3 minutes. But again, you can't argue with success. Point is, I'm going to interrupt it even more if I want to, especially when somebody gets off the reservation and gets off a topic. But getting back to nanotech, we warned you about nanotech, polluting things, just all different sorts of it, in the packaging of your food, in the TV dinners, in products you're using. It's going through your skin. It's going into everything. All the neurological disorders, cancer, you know the drill. It's all going what? Straight up on the graph. It's not going like that, like it's been for 56 years. Now it's going straight up like a Saturn rocket, like Dragon X, the new corporate private technology. See, they use our tax money to build the corporatist system. 90% of space flight, roughly, has been secret anyway since the beginning. Now they just get rid of the old tinker toy and say, you don't worry about manned space flight anymore. It's all going to be drones, and it's national security, so you don't worry. Now just sit down, pay your taxes, and shut up, carbon-based life form. Shut up, slave. Shut up, human resource. See how it's in plain view. Shut up. Give us your money and energy. We're the social engineers. You watch American Idol. Well, this broadcast is all about, you know what? I want to be in control of my destiny. I want to have a say. I know what you're doing technologically. And you elites are digging your own grave. Oh, we're not coming to get you. You're destroying yourselves. You're breathing the radiation. You're eating the nanotech. Your kids, I've looked it up, are getting hurt by this stuff. You guys all just think if you have bravado and say you're in control and this advanced singularity is coming, it'll clean it all up, like Kurzweil and others say. Uh-uh. You're probably going to end up destroying us with the Hadron Black Hole Creator, the Strangelet Creator, with all your weapon systems, with all the crap you're doing, because you're all competing with each other and acting like you're tough and smart. I've been around a lot of these elitists now, billionaires, you name it. And let me tell you something. They came along at the right place at the right time to get in the right group to create a stock offering or a ripoff or a scam or a government contract. And they're not even that smart. You think it's smart, you know, how to set up systems to dumb people down and screw them over? No, that's not smart, because if you were really smart, you'd know that when you knock down all the laws, you're not protected either. And what comes around does go around. And you cannot get out of what you've done. The New World Order always wants to control everything, but you can't control yourselves. You got all this godlike technology, but you're still a man, you're still a woman. And a lot of you are already figuring this out. I'm seeing a shift in the power structure at a lot of levels. Well, they're going, it doesn't matter, though. More competitive ones who are delusional and have delusions of grandeur, they're seizing all these levers and going, no, I will use the power, mine. I will be the leader. I will control it. This is what we're seeing happen. And I'm telling you, we're headed for destruction. I just told you about nanotech. Years from now, you're going to hear about the nanotech. And they're going to go, oh, it's Alzheimer's. Oh, it's mad cow. Oh, it's a prion. All this bull. Here's CBS, Christian Science Monitor, you name it. And we told you about this 6 months ago. We first told you about SEALs 8 months ago. The SEALs, because again, the currents and the Coriolis effect of the jet stream and the other trade winds coming over, the first place it hits, it's much closer distance, and they're much faster currents. We had experts on. We looked at the maps. You can go pull these up. They've got wave monitors, buoys, everything. Within 2 months of Fukushima, all that stuff that went out to sea, the explosions, the hundreds of thousands, it's 400-something thousand rods shot out into the water and other areas, shot up to 2 miles. New York Times reported 2 months after we did. Just pointing out, we know what we're talking about. All of that is out there. People say, well, the rods sink to the bottom. Well, the plutonium reactor that melted down partially, you know, that's a heavy isotope. It gets on spider webs. It gets on feathers. It gets on insects. You know, you can go up in an airplane and fly around at 20,000 feet, 30,000 feet, 40,000 feet in the jet stream, and they do this with big scoops on the front of planes and jets, and they scoop up sometimes 100-year-old, 200-year-old spiders, roaches, ladybugs, there's pieces of trash and garbage all floating around. That stuff gets shot up in the atmosphere. You ever seen a plastic bag floating around? You watch it go up and thousands of feet disappear? That stuff is all basted in scores of radioactive isotopes and coming over here. And enough of it hit the grasslands that now for more than 8 months they've been reporting massive increases in radiation in the milk across the country, including the East Coast, not just West Coast, in northern Mexico and Canada and Alaska. But Alaska got hit first. So the SEALs, this is in the local news there. It's in the Anchorage Daily Papers. It's in there. The SEALs are dying. Their hair is falling out. Their teeth are falling out. They're miscarrying. And the people living there are starting to report this. And the fishermen are reporting the fish are deformed. And the airline pilots that fly back and forth in this stuff all day to Japan, gee, what do you think they've been flying through? It's still melting down, still smoking over there. All that sea debris starting to hit the California coast that was all based in it. And the answer is, hey, radiation's good for you. Shut up, conspiracy theory. But I'm like, but I was proven right again. I mean, I wasn't. I had scientists from Japan, the U.S., I had the EU, one of their top advisors, Dr. Busby, on about this. They measured the isotopes. That means full meltdown. We have all the signatures. We know what happened. We should warn people to have local testing every week. This would be a role for God or for corporate groups that would want to certify it, and then their certification costs money to the test. That stuff would all sell. The free market would pay for itself. My wife was in Europe in 1986, and Central Europe, Western Europe, Northern Europe, Russia, Ukraine, Chernobyl. And she remembers, where did she say she was? She was in Italy at the time because her dad was a diplomat. She was there from the time she was 7 to 20. She also went to college over there. And she remembers for 6 months at least, everything was from the U.S. or was from Japan or was from other areas. Everything was no more lettuce, no more fresh stuff. It was all frozen. They had to get powdered milk from the United States for 6 months because peas, vegetables, things that grow on the surface, when stuff's raining down on it, bioaccumulate. And a lot of the cows had to be slaughtered, had to be gotten rid of, got fed as animal feed, dog food and things. She vaguely remembers that. You can look it up. Happened in 86. For at least 6 months, no one was allowed to eat that stuff, especially the children. We get hit by something many times bigger, just like, hey, we just rate. Look up FDA, EPA. First it was EPA, then FDA followed suit. Raise levels of what they say is safe radiation. Raise minimum level of safe radiation. And you'll just see big, long list of all these isotopes, page after page, more than 50 of them. Oh, this is 25 times safer now. This is 100 times. This is 1,000 times. Some are 1,000 times, they say. And I know I've harped on this and harped on this. And I guess I use a cell phone even though I know it's giving me brain cancer. They know with mammals, the globalists have said this, once you get used to doing something, whether it's smoking or whatever it is, or dangerous sexual practices, whatever it is, you get accustomed and you just think it's safe. We're confident. We think we're bulletproof. We're aggressive, smart creatures. But we use cell phones. I told my wife at the time, I said, they're not going to say this is a big deal. I may need to send you guys to the Southern Hemisphere. But I love fighting the New World Order. I love fighting the globalists. I love my children being around. And I've got this huge operation. A lot of it's ego, I guess. I should be in the Southern Hemisphere right now. My children are being radiated. And they may get hot particles. And, you know, they'll be 25, 30 years old. And I will sit there and know that, if we even make it that far, they got a hot particle and it's my fault. Or that I didn't keep them away from GMO enough. I mean, I'm scum. That's why I don't want to hear you calling and tell me how great I am. You guys can just text message me now that I think about it, the callers to my phone. I can hear it buzzing over there. So just send me those and I'll have those coming up. So here it is out of the Christian Science Monitor. It's everywhere else. Just type in radioactive tuna. Radioactive tuna travels from Japan to U.S. faster than wind. And it just goes on there. But again, it took this stuff roughly three times longer. Go look at the buoy numbers. You can just type Pacific buoy current maps. It'll tell you how tall the waves are right now, down to a square mile. It will tell you, these are amazing government and corporate buoy systems and satellite systems. They will tell you how fast the water in that current's moving. And those swirls, that whirlpool, it even has a name, a particular whirlpool, driven by the winds, goes right up, right across Fukushima, right up into Alaska. So it's just getting the main serving. You like that? Enjoy that a little bit. And then there's all this other currents just now starting to get to us. And you know what? Parents are taking their kids in Hawaii right now who also got hit by some of the radiation because some of that stuff comes back now, feeding them stuff. They're going in San Diego. They're going in L.A. But that stuff's flowing all over the country. In fact, I eat fish sometimes when I go out to eat, and my wife will say, where is this fish from? Is this Pacific? And they'll go, no, it's Atlantic. Or they'll get mad at her for asking, and then they'll say, it's farm-raised like most fish is. We had a guy do that. And I almost wanted to leave the restaurant a few weeks ago. I took her out. We got a babysitter. My parents took her to a decent restaurant. And I said, yeah, let's be healthy. Let's get fish. And we're like, where does this fish come from? It's farm-raised. You were here 3 months ago and asked that question, and the guy remembered her. And my wife kind of wrote him a note at the end instead of saying something. It's like, okay, we're sorry that we wanted to ask, can we have an Atlantic fish? It's farm-raised. And we said it politely. See, it's bad to not want to be poisoned. It's bad to be worried about real environmental issues. You're just supposed to think Al Gore's your savior and Bono and cut off the third world's energy supplies and, take a bunch of mercury shots and lower your standard of living for the globalists so they can control you. But don't worry about GMO, radiation, all of this. And you read the article, they just say everything's wonderful. Low levels of radiation from the tsunami-damaged Fukushima power plant have turned up in bluefin tuna off California coast. That's because universities are testing it, but they're like the same story. It's in your milk, it's in your lettuce and spinach, but listen, and carrots, but listen. It's low. And you know why they can say low? Because they now say it's low to have a couple hundred times. Low levels of nuclear radiation from the tsunami-damaged Fukushima power plant have turned up in bluefin tuna on California coast, suggesting that these fish carried radioactive compounds across the Pacific Ocean faster than wind or water can. Bull, wrong again. Deborah Zaporoninko. This is actually a Reuters article at Christian Science Monitor. If you knew, 3 months ago, a couple months ago, the current started getting the junk and everything from Fukushima and the tsunami started hitting California and the Baja, south of there. You'd know that within 3 months, it took 8-9 months for it to fully get over here, but within 3 months it was hitting Alaska. You'd know about the reports. So it's just every line is disinfo, mainly through ignorance. It's like planet idiocracy. Mike Judge is right. And by the way, Mike, show's awesome. I'm glad you're a listener. I'm going to start pestering him until he comes on the show. Continuing here, low levels of nuclear radiation. Oh, it's low, as they say it is. You know, used to, 20 shots of Jack Daniels was a lot, but we now call it low, so it is low. Used to being shot was seriously wounded, but now we just say it's a flesh wound. It's merely a flesh wound. Low levels of nuclear radiation from the tsunami-damaged Fukushima power plant have turned up in bluefin tuna off the California coast, suggesting that these fish carried radioactive compounds across the Pacific Ocean faster than wind or water. The jet stream gets here in a couple days. It can go 200 miles an hour sometimes. That's why if you've got it on your tail, you can get places a lot earlier. Wow, the wind travels a lot faster than the tuna, pally, wally. Continuing, and the water can go faster than the tuna overall. Yeah, I say tuna can swim like 60 miles an hour, but they don't do that continually. Small amounts of cesium-137 and cesium-134 were detected in the 15 tuna caught near San Diego in August of 2011. They're now just telling us about this. And it just goes over all that. And when we come back, I'm going to shift gears out of this and into some big news. It's video and exclusive to InfoWars.com, red-linked drones, plural, shot down over Texas. Watch the video. Help us make it go viral. It's a political statement at InfoWars.com. Stay with us.
For a long time, you've heard me talk about building your own food supply with eFoods Direct. As a listener, you know why you need to have a supply of the best storable food on the planet. Every day, we document the attempts to take control of our lives. But there's one thing we can all control, your greatest dependency, food. eFoods Direct products are made with only the best ingredients and none of the trash and contaminants like trans fats, GMOs, or MSG. This food is nutrient dense and tastes great. It's simple to make, portable, and has a shelf life of up to 25 years. Now with eFoods Direct, you'll get the most affordable, best tasting food you can buy. And the new products and pricing will blow you away. Compared to other food sources, including home cooked meals, you can cut your food cost in half. You just can't afford to ignore this. Call 800-409-5633 or go to eFoodsDirect.com/Alex for specials. Don't let this offer pass you by. Call 800-409-5633 or eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. More the best or less guaranteed.
Are you storing food? Prepared families are storing food for months and years, but only have enough fuel stored for days or weeks. Stretch your fuel storage by harnessing the power of the sun with a sun oven. Food can be baked, boiled, or steamed at temperatures of 360 to 400 degrees with the power of the sun. You can use the sun for 50 to 80% of your cooking, allowing you to preserve your fuel storage for rainy days. Sun-baked foods stay moister and have less shrinkage and do not burn. Sun-baked roasts are tastier and more succulent, and sun-baked bread has unparalleled taste and texture. Water can be heated in a sun oven for purification or personal hygiene. For the past 26 years, sun ovens have been proudly made in the U.S. They're durable, have a long life, and come with a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Don't be fooled by cheap imitations. For a discount coupon, visit sunoven.com/radio. That's sunoven.com/radio.
American gardeners and fellow patriots, make the right choice with your money, time, and your family food supply. Choose 100% pure heirloom seeds in the Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com. Why spend more? The Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com is only $37.95 and includes 20 varieties of pure, hardy, easy-to-grow heirloom seeds. Yes, only $37.95. That's 70% less than our competitors. You could buy 3 Survival Seed Vaults for less than one of theirs. The Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com includes detailed planting and seed saving instructions and ships same day. Plus, all orders over $49 ship free. MyPatriotSupply.com is American owned by patriots like you, passionate about freedom and preparedness. Call now, 866-229-0927. That's 866-229-0927. Or discover more emergency preparedness items when you order at MyPatriotSupply.com. Choose the original. Choose the Survival Seed Vault at MyPatriotSupply.com.
what does it say about the global controllers that they've got all these old, rotting 35, 40-year-old reactors leaking? Now it's like, oh, the reactor's leaking in Illinois, it's leaking in Indiana, it's leaking in Texas, it's leaking in Florida, it's leaking on the East Coast, oh, it's leaking in Canada. Yeah, we dump some radioactive steam out and dump it in the water. We're not going to put the alarms on anymore. Yeah, the plant by San Diego's leaking. No big deal. It's kind of like, yeah, you know, radiation's not all bad anymore. Like DU and the troops wouldn't let them use it till 2000. I mean, until 1990. Now they just say it's nutritious. Now, speaking of tyranny, there's a video up at Infowars.com. And the headline, if you go to the site, is drones shot down over Texas. And guess who did the shooting down? Well, high school friends of mine, the Steiner brothers, Sid and Tommy Shane Steiner. And we actually are already procuring some more expensive drones. We had to line up some sponsorship to do this, but that's coming up next. So these are consumer grade, but police are even getting $1,000 units and surveilling people. And the full video, drone shot down over Texas, is there, following columnist Charles Krauthammer's observation that the first person to shoot down a surveillance drone on U.S. soil will be a folk hero. Gun enthusiasts in Texas have done precisely that as a protest against the use of spy drones of the American people. And as a side issue, the trolls are having a field day with this. We say on the video, we shot around the drones because we didn't want to blow up, you know, a $300 and a another $200 drone. One of them had a camera in it. That's the footage you see from the drone as it's being shot down. We didn't want to just shoot it right away. So we say, all right, shoot around it. And they're like, look, they shot at it 10 times before they hit it. These people are idiots. Okay, hey, we're a terrible shot. Okay, but we're not, actually. You notice I shoot at the Tannerite once, it hits it, it doesn't blow up at 200 yards. I shoot it again, it blows up the second time. I mean, I'm not the best shot in the world, but back when I shot every week or so, I could shoot at 200 yards through the same hole with a 308 over and over and over and over again. And one reason I want to start doing this gun show routinely is to get back into guns myself. I mean, I grabbed a 30-odd six out of my gun case. I hadn't shot in about 6 years, 6-7 years since I shot a deer at 600 yards off my uncle's porch in Fredericksburg. He was there when I did it. Shot him right in the chest. Again, that's not some Marine Corps sniper shot, but I hadn't shot that rifle, got it out of there. Shane hadn't even shot the .22-250. We're sighting these in as we do it. You know, we go out there, we've got a few hours. He was called Shane in high school. His full name's Tommy Shane Steiner. So I always call him Shane. And people are like, well, is he Tommy or is he Shane? Tommy Shane Steiner. By the way, in his own right, was a top-of-the-charts country music singer until he retired at a young age. And then his brother is the world champion calf roper, also was a bull rider. Sid, great guys. Matt of GunfighterClinic.com is a great gun instructor and gunsmith. And if you're in Central Texas, want to take classes from him, he's a great guy. GunfightersClinic.com. But side issue, the video is up on Infowars.com right now, and I want to ask everybody to go get the article, drones shot down over Texas, surveillance drones blasted out of the sky in protest against Fourth Amendment intrusion. And we're saying this draws attention to it to politically shoot them down. I'm not saying you should shoot down the real drones, but by the way, there has been a drone shot down. The animal rights activists were saying it's wrong to hunt birds, you know, quail and stuff. What idiots. And there's nothing better than going out and shooting some quail or dove and carrying the plastic bag with you with the marination sauce in it, ripping their little breast out after you've shot them, throwing it in the bag. It marinates. When you get back, cook some asparagus. You know, while that's cooking on the grill, bam, throw those down on the grill, bam. And, and a while back, before I stopped, a little shot of wild turkey with it. I mean, I gotta tell you. The video is up on Infowars.com. Get it out. Globalists aren't gonna like this.
This is GCN, the Genesis Communications Radio Network.